For we pray you, this Lamb of God,
今天早上向我们显现
reveal to us this morning,
帮我们知道这位羔羊与我的意义
so that we know the meaning of this Lamb.
求圣灵帮助我们
May the Holy Spirit help us.
下面的时间交在主的手中
We present this time to your hand.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名
Pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.我们还是把约翰福音第一章二十九节念一下。
Let us read again John chapter 1 verse 29.
我们找到了同声一起来念。
Let us read together.
是约翰看见耶稣来到他那里，就说：“看啊，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽。”我们再读下面的那个小字，好不好？把那个“除去”改为“背负”啊。
Let us read the small characters here.
我们就说：“看啊，啊，看啊，神的羔羊，背负世人罪孽的。”
Behold the Lamb of God.Bearing the sin of the world.
我们再读三十六节。
Let us again read verse 36.
他见耶稣行走，就说：“看啊，这是神的羔羊。”
When he saw Jesus passing by, he said, "Look, the Lamb of God."
这是神的羔羊。
This is the Lamb of God.
我们再来读另外一处圣经。
Let us read another verse.
在哥林多前书。
First Corinthians.
第五章第七节。
Chapter 5, verse 7.
哥林多前书第五章第七节
Chapter 5 verse 7，
你们既是无效的饼，应当把旧酵除尽，好使你们成为新团，因为我们逾越节的羊羔基督已经被杀献祭了。
Get rid of the old yeast, that you may be a new batch without yeast.As you really are, for Christ, our Passover lamb has been sacrificed.
我们再读另外一处希伯来书第十章。
Then let's turn to Hebrews chapter 10.
十二节。
Verse 12.
但基督献了一次永远的赎罪祭，就在神的右边坐下。
But when this priest have offered for all time one sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God.
今天早上想要来交通关于十字架的另外一面。
This morning I will share about the other side of the cross.
我想要交通的点大概分成三点。
There are about three topics.
第一个点就是讲到神的羔羊，我们的耶稣基督。
The first is the Lamb of God, our Jesus Christ.
这个就是在我们纲要的第一点和第二点。
If you look at the notes, it's the first and the second.
第二个点要说到的就是羔羊的生命册。
And the second is the book of life for the Lamb.
第三个点是讲到羔羊的同伴。
And the third is the company of the Lamb.
这两个点是在我们的纲要里面的第三项。
They are all in our notes.
对，第一说到神的羔羊。
So first is the Lamb of God.
第二说到羔羊的生命册。
The second is the book of life of the Lamb.
第三是羔羊的同伴。
The third is the company of the Lamb.
十字架这一个真理隐藏在整本的圣经里面。
The truth of the cross is hidden in the whole scripture.
在新约我们非常的清楚，主耶稣被钉在十字架上。
In the New Testament, we are very clear that our Lord was crucified on the cross.
但是在旧约就不太容易把它读出来。
But it is not so clear in the Old Testament.
所以旧约的时候，神就用一张一张的图片来描述十字架。
So our God gave us one and more pictures to help us to understand.
像上个月我们说到那个一棵的树。
We shared about that tree last month.
而且被挂在树上的就是个咒诅的。
The one who hung on the tree was to be cursed.
原来这就说到主耶稣被挂在十字架上。
It said the Lord is to be crucified on the cross.
那个十字架就是一个木头，就是一棵树。
It's really a tree.
他在那里受了神的咒诅。
And he was cursed by God.
这就是新约的十字架隐藏在旧约的图片里头。
So the cross in the New Testament is actually hidden in the Old Testament.
今天我们早上来看在十字架上的耶稣基督。
Today we'll look at Jesus Christ who is on the cross.
他就是神的羔羊。
And he is the Lamb of God.
所以当我们来说到主耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候。
When we talk about Jesus crucified on the cross.
你可以看见是一只羊。被挂在上面。
You saw a lamb hang on the tree.
那么这只的羊在旧约的里头也有好多的图片来说明它。
There's a lot of pictures of this lamb in the New, Old Testament.
在最早的时候。
The earliest one.
特别是当我们的祖宗亚当夏娃犯了罪。
Was when Adam and Eve sinned.
这个故事我们都非常的熟悉。
We knew the story well.
神审判他们
，and God judged them.
神就要把他们赶出去
，and driven them out of the garden.
到弟兄姊妹，你想一想啊，当神要把他们赶出去的时候，神给他们什么东西带出去
？So do you know what God gave them to take away out of the garden?
有没有人知道
？Anyone knows?
宇飞，你说什么？给他们皮衣是吧
？It's a garment of skin.
这是亚当夏娃他们被赶出伊甸园的时候，神给他们预备的一样的东西。
This is one thing our God prepared for Adam and Eve when they're out of the garden.
圣经上说，神打发他们出去
，and God asked them to go out.
那第二个。把他们赶出去
and driven them out.
所以神很严厉的审判他们说把他们赶出伊甸园
it was very strict.
但是赶出去的时候之前呢就先打发他们出去
but on the other side,
交给他们一个任务
a task was given
那个任务是神亲自给他们预备的衣服
and God prepared the garment for them.
在伊甸园里面我们看见神预备这个皮衣
in the garden we saw God prepared the garment of skin
神一定是杀了一个动物
an animal must have been killed
把它的皮剥下来
and its skin was taken
给他们穿上
so that can be put on Adam and Eve
这个动物是什么我们不知道
we do not know exactly what kind of animal
但是到了第四章我们就看见亚当夏娃有一个儿子
but in chapter 4 we saw that Adam and Eve got a son
叫做亚伯
and whose name is Abe
他就来献祭
and he sacrificed
他献什么祭呢
what kind of sacrifice he offered
把羊杀了献上
it is a lamb
神说神就看中亚伯和亚伯的供物
and the scripture says that our Lord likes the sacrifice of Abe
第一张照片是一个皮衣
the first picture is a garment of skin
第二个照片是个一只的羊被杀了
the second picture is a lamb slain
我想我要跳过很多圣经上所说的
I would jump a lot of scriptures
等到有一天以色列人在埃及繁殖的相当的快
and one day when Israel's when they are highly populated in
变成了一个大族
a huge generation.
那有一天神要把他们带出来。
And one day God will lead them out.
而且要带出来的时候，神说你们每一家都要预备一只的羊。
And God said to them, every household should prepare a lamb.
而且要把它杀。
And you will need to kill the lamb.
把它的血涂在门上门楣上。
And spread the blood on the door.
而且你们要在屋子里面吃羊羔的肉。
And eat the lamb, the meat of the lamb in the house.
这一天叫做逾越节。
This day was called Passover.
为什么？因为神那一天要来施行审判。
Because on that day, our Lord will have his judgment.
当神来审判的时候，
when the judgment came,
用什么东西可以超越过神的审判？
What can pass over this judgment?
就是用一只的羊。
It is the lamb.
被杀。
A slain lamb.
流血。
The blood of the lamb.
而且涂在门上面。
On the door.
所以神一看见这里有缝眼兽的东西，神就越过去了。
When the Lord saw this blood, He passed over.
不是神对屋子里面的人特别好。
It's not the man in the house better than others.
是因为屋子里面的人有一个动物代替了他们死掉。
But because one animal sacrificed for them.
那就是逾越节的羊羔。
It is the lamb of the Passover.
神把他们从以色列带出来以后，
After the Lord led them out of Egypt,
他们有很多的节期，
They have a lot of feasts.
其中有一个节期叫赎罪日，
And one is called the Day of Atonement.
这个赎罪日是一年只有一次，
Only one time a year.
而且这一天赎罪的时候，亚伦就是大祭司要代表全国百姓来赎罪。
And on that day, the high priest Aaron will sacrifice for the whole Israelites.
而且他来赎罪的时候要带两只的羊，公山羊。
There should be two goats for the atonement.
一只把它杀了以后，他的血带到至圣所里头去。
And for one of the goats was killed, and the blood was taken into the Holy of Holies.
把他的血洒在施恩座的上面。
And the blood was shed on the mercy seat.
这个施恩座就是把我们的罪遮盖起来。
To cover our sins.
暂时的把它遮盖起来。
To temporarily cover our sins.
另外一只的羊要叫人把它带到旷野里头去。
And the other goat was taken to the wider place.
带到没有人的地方去。
To a place nobody was there.
要把我们的罪带到没有人的地方去。
Taking our sins to the place where no one will go.
这是赎罪日里面所献的两只羊所包含的意义。
This is a two sacrifice, the two goats in the Day of Atonement.
里面这个羊再也看不见了。
For one goat, you will never see it again.
另外一个，这只羊把个血杀了以后，在神面前，我们罪在神面前被遮盖起来。
The blood of the other goat will cover our sins before God.
如果弟兄姊妹们来读旧约的时候，讲到关于羊的时候，很多的时候是讲到这是一个照片。
A lot of times when we read about the lambs in the
Old Testament, it is a picture. 一张一张
的照片。It's a one picture after another.
到了新约。
Till we read the New Testament,
这个照片里面的那个真实的人物出现。
The picture becomes a reality.
那一个真体已经来到了。
The real entity came.
所以有一天，主耶稣来到约旦河边要来受洗。
So one day our Lord came to by the river of Jordan and to be baptized.
施洗约翰就说：“看啊。
”The John the Baptist said, "Behold."
我们刚才念的圣经怎么说？看啊。
What we just read,
拿撒勒人耶稣基督来了，是不是？
Did we read, Behold, the Nazarene Jesus came?
他不是。
No, not
so. 他
说，
看啊，神的羔羊。
He said, Behold, Lamb of God.
明明是一个人，但是却说是，他说是一只的羊。
Really, there is a man coming.
而这只的羊叫做神的羔羊。
But John said, Behold, there is a lamb. And this lamb is called Lamb of God.
原来旧约从伊甸园里面那个被杀的那一个动物。
Really, the killed animal in the Old Testament.
在旧约的里面，那我们看见了那只的羊。
Through all the Old Testament, we saw
that lamb. 到了新约主耶稣来的时候，他就是那一只的羊。
In the New Testament, when our Lord Jesus came, he is that lamb.
而这一只的羊。 他行走在那个中间。
And this lamb walk around us.
好奇怪啊！当施洗约翰说“看啊，神的羔羊”，第一次说的时候，没有人反应。
The first time when John said, "Behold the Lamb of God," nobody responded.
但是怎么样？天却为他开了。
But heaven opened.
施洗约翰说做见证说，我曾经看见过圣灵降临在他的身上。
And John the Baptist had this testimony. I saw the Holy Spirit come upon heaven and dwell in his.
那是指着主耶稣在受洗的时候发生的事。
It happened when our Lord was baptized.
那约翰就知道说这一位是神的儿子。
John knows this is Son of God.
那第二天主耶稣在行走的时候。
The next day, our Lord walked around the river.
施洗约翰又在说，看啊，神的羔羊。
John the Baptist said again, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
就有来怎么来跟随主。
And there are someone who follow the Lamb.
这一位的羔羊，一面是怎么样显明他是神的儿子。
On the one side, we saw this Lamb of God is truly Son of God.
一面，这位神的羔羊要有人来跟随他。
On the other side, we saw the followers of the Lamb.
我们知道这一位神的羔羊有一天来到他人生的终点站。
We know that one day this Lamb of God comes to the end of his destination on the earth.
他人生的终点站是在哥哥他山上。
It's on the Mount of Calvary.
这一位这一只的羊，他来到了人生的终点站。
And this Lamb comes to the end of his destination on the earth.
在这个终点站里面有一个十字架。
There was a cross there.
人就把这一只的羊钉在十字架上。
A man crucified him on the cross.
而这一只的羊为什么要被钉在十字架上呢？
Why this lamb has to be crucified on the cross?
是他犯了罪吗？
Did he sin?
圣经说他没有犯罪。
Scripture said he never sinned.
连审判他的人说，我查不出他有什么罪。
Even the judge said that I cannot find any guilty in him.
但是他却被挂在十字架上。
But he was hanged on the cross.
而给他一个罪名。
And there's a title.
叫做王。
And it's the king.
他说，这是犹太人的王。
This is the king of Israel.
而这一个罪名用希伯来文、用希腊文、用拉丁文来写的。
And it was written in Hebrew, in Greek, and Latin.
拉丁文就是圣经里面所说的希利尼文。
It's the language that Greeks use.
拉丁文就是圣经所说的罗马文。
It's a language that Romans will use.
这一个罪名是用三种的文字来说的。
So the accusation is written in three languages.
也是说到这个三种的文字所包含的意义。
It talks about what the three languages means.
希伯来文说到神的百姓。
Hebrews talks about the children of God.
说他们有古老的宗教。
This is a very ancient religion.
但是这个宗教把主耶稣拒绝了。
But this religion rejected our Lord.
我们知道希利尼文就是希腊文。
And we also know about Greeks. The Greek language.
是那个时代最流行的文化。
It was the most popular language and most popular culture in the world.
所以希腊文乃是受到当时代的文化。
So when we talk about the Greek language, it's talking
或者说人类的文化。
It talks about the culture, the human culture at that time.
你把主耶稣钉在十字架上。
And that culture rejected our Lord and crucified him on the cross.
拒绝了他。
And rejected him.
而罗马文字。
And the language for Romans.
乃是受到当时代的大帝国。
Let's talk about this great empire.
他们的军事，他们的政治怎么样？整个都来反对主耶稣。
They're mighty in military and their politics. All these together against our Lord.
代表罗马帝国的那一个巡抚比拉多。
When Pilate is the representative of the Roman Empire,
他用罗马的军事政治的力量
use the political and military power of the Roman Empire,
宣告这个没有罪的人却要把他钉在十字架上
declared this is a sinless man, but he still crucified him on the cross.
而是说到这个世界都把他拒绝了
This is to say that the whole world rejected him.
所以在这里让我们看见用三种的文字来说到神的百姓和外邦人
So we can see that three languages here reveal that the whole world rejected him
这个犹太人神的选民和外邦人就是整个所有的人类
No matter the Jews or Gentiles they all rejected our Lord
所有的人类把主耶稣拒绝
All humankind rejected our Lord.
所有的人类把主耶稣钉在十字架上。
All human beings crucified our Lord on the cross.
为什么？
Our Lord.
只有一个原因。
Only because of one reason.
神爱世人。
God loves us.
甚至将他的独生子，就是。这位神的羔羊赐给他们
God so loved the world that he sent his one and only son to this world
这位神的羔羊被杀了
to be slain
保罗告诉我们说他就是逾越节的羔羊
and Paul told us that he is the lamb of the Passover
希伯来书告诉我们说这就是赎罪祭
It is recorded in the book of Hebrews that this is the sin offering.
这就是以色列人在过一个节期，有个赎罪日。
There's one feast called the Day of Atonement.
要杀这一只的羊。
A goat was to be slain.
把我们的罪可以除掉。
To take away our sins.
当这一只的羊被杀的时候。
When the lamb was slain.
他在被欺压的时候
When he was pressured
他不开口
He didn't open his mouth
他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地
Just like a lamb to be taken to the place to be slain
所以当我们来读到主耶稣在四福音所记载说这只的羊被带到这里被带到那里
That's why in the four books of Gospels we read thatThis lamb was taken from one place to the other.
你去读的时候，他从来不为自己申辩。
You can find that he never say anything for himself.
他默默无声。
Just silently.
他不开口。
Never open his mouth.
像羊在剪毛人的手下。
Just like a lamb under the person who will
默默
get his wool.
无声。
No words.
我不知道你们有没有看过那个剪毛那个羊在剪毛人的手下。
Have you ever saw a lamb under the man who cut the wool?
我曾经看过一个影片。
I've seen a film before.
他们就是要剪羊毛比赛。
Now there's a contest.
他们就把羊牵来。
They take the lamb here.
他们就在剪毛。
And they cut the wool.
没有一只的羊在叫过一次声音。
There's no sound heard from the lamb.
一个人他一天他一直查看谁剪的羊毛最多
and the contest is to see who can get the most wools out of the lambs
剪了十几只二十只几百只都没有听见一只的羊在剪毛人的手下在那里样叫出声音
there's tens, twenties and even two hundreds I never saw a lamb had voice
而是说到这一只的羊完全伏在神的审判底下
Fully obedient to the judgment.
他为了代替你我的罪
To bear our sins.
为什么说这只逾越的羊羔当他说到羊羔的时候是说到他生命的忧闷
Why we talk about a lamb? Lamb represents that the tenderness of the life.
说到主耶稣这是个全新的一只羊
A completely new lamb.
这个世界也没有办法玷污它。
And the world cannot contaminate it.
而且从它身上彰显出来的生命是那个纯洁，那个美丽。
And the life was so pure, so beautiful.
人没有办法从它身上找出一点点的瑕疵。
Man cannot find any spot on him.
这是神的羔羊。
This is the Lamb of God.
一面又说到他像绵羊一样。
On the other side, it says he looks like a sheep.
是为着绵羊的特征就是顺服。
It's obedient. The character is obedient.
遵行神的旨意。
To follow the will of God.
他把自己伏在神的审判的底下。
He's obedient to the judgment of God.
是为了要来完成神的计划。
To fulfill the plan of God.
为的是要把人的命运，人的神那个咒诅的命运，都可以把它挪移去。
To turn the path of man.
他有所像是那个公山羊一样。
And sometimes we talk about a goat.
因为圣经讲的公山羊是讲的他的刚强。
When we talk about goat, it usually represents its strength.
当这些仇敌一批一批的人来攻击他的时候，
When the enemies come forward,
他面对的这些的仇敌都不同。
He faces these enemies,
而且他们刚强勇敢的面对了这些的仇敌。
He was facing these enemies bravely.
而主耶稣这一位的羔羊为我们成了逾越节的羔羊。
And this lamb becomes the lamb of the Passover.
也为我们成了赎罪祭。
And for becomes a sin offering to the Lord.
要把我们从埃及里面救出来。
To deliver us from the land of Egypt.
要把我们从那个罪恶的里面把我们拯救出来。
To deliver us from the land of evil.
感谢神，
Thank you, Lord.
这位神的羔羊。
This lamb of God.
为我们被钉在十字架上。
That was crucified on the cross.
老当主耶稣有一天曾经带着彼得、雅各、约翰在变化山上。
You know, one day our Lord came to the Mount of Transfiguration with Peter, Jake, and John.
忽然有摩西、以利亚出现在那一座的山上。
And suddenly Moses and Elijah, they appeared on the mountain.
他们就跟主耶稣谈话。
They talked with Jesus.
谈什么？
What kind of things are they talking about?
圣经上是在谈论耶稣基督去世的事。
Talking about his departure.
其实在原文里面是谈论说耶稣基督要出埃及的事情。
Actually, in the original language, the word departure actually means exodus.
弟兄姊妹，十字架上的羔羊。
The lamb on the cross.
成为逾越节的羔羊。
Becomes the lamb of Passover.
羔羊被杀了。
A lamb's lamb.
他为我们舍命流血了。
Sacrifice himself.
神的审判可以因着这个字眼就可以越过去。
And the judgment of God can pass over us because of the blood of this lamb.
而这字的羊不仅仅要把以色列人带出来。
Not only deliver Israel.
而且要把外邦人带出来。
But also the Gentiles.
他要把全人类都带出来。
All mankind.
从哪里带出来？
From which place,
从神的审判的里面带出来
from the judgment of God,
从鬼魔鬼罪恶的权势里面把我们
from the power of evil power of the devil
因为这一只的羔羊为我们死掉
because this
神的审判又在这一只的羔羊的上面
and the judgment of God fall on this lamb
因着他神的审判就可以越过去
because of him that the judgment of God can pass over
而这一只的羔羊他背负你我的罪孽
And this lamb, he takes away our sins.
这就是约翰所说，看啊，神的羔羊背负世人的罪孽。
That's why John, the Baptist John said that, Behold the Lamb of God, bearing the sins of the world.
弟兄姊妹，朋友们。
Brothers and sisters,
如果你说你没有罪。
If you say you do not have sin.
你就不需要有人来背负你的罪孽。
Then you do not need one who bear your sins.
如果你知道你有罪。
If you know you have sin,
谁能够背负你的罪孽呢
？Who can bear it?
他说，在这里有一个人喊着说，看啊，神的羔羊。
Here's one who cried out, Behold, the Lamb of God.
他背负你的罪，背负我的罪孽。
Who will bear the sins of you and me?
他把你我的罪都背在他的身上。
Bear all the sins on
him. 是谁把你我的罪归在他的身上呢
？Who put all your sins and my sins on him？
圣经告诉我们说，这一位父亲
，It's the Father。
这位差他来的父亲
，The Father who sent him to this earth。
他把我们世人的罪孽都 归在他的身上。
He put the sins of this world onto his son Jesus Christ.
所以他背负了你我的罪。
So Jesus bore our sins.
不管你愿意不愿意。
No matter you're willing or not.
不管你知道或不知道。
No matter you know it or not.
神都已经把你的罪都已经归在主耶稣的身上了。
God has put all your sins on Jesus.
神就以他为赎罪祭。
And God considered it as a sin
offering. 他的血被带到至圣所里头去。
His blood was taken to the Holy of Holies.
而且用他的血怎么样设立施恩座。
And there's a mercy seat.
他要把你我的罪把它除掉。
So that our sin can be taken away.
旧约把它遮盖起来。
In the Old Testament, it's the covering of sin.
而主耶稣的血把它挪去了。
And actually, the blood of Jesus taken it away.
这就是使徒约翰所说的，看啊，神的羔羊，除去世人的罪。
That is why John the Baptist said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, taken away the sins of the world."
这位的羔羊不仅仅为我们死了。
Not only this lamb slain for us,
也为我们复活了。
And he resurrected for us.
而且升到天上。
And ascend to heaven.
回到他所居住的所在。
Back to his dwelling place.
他坐在宝座上。
And he sit on the throne.
所以这位被杀的羔羊今天成为坐宝座的羔羊。
And the lamb who was slain is now the lamb on the throne.
而这位的羔羊，他有一个册子，叫做生命册。
And he had a book called the Book of Life.
他要把人的名字登记在他生命册上。
He'll write man's name on this Book of Life.
谁的名字可以在生命册上？
Whose name can be on that book?
你知道这一只的羊？
You know this lamb?
曾经被挂在十字架上
crucified on the cross
是为我死
and died for me
但是这两只的羊有没有关系
is there any relationship
这个羊跟我有没有关系
here on my left side is the lamb on my right side
从神的眼光中
is there any relationship between them
从神的眼光中是有关系
From the eyes of God, there's a relationship.
从我的角度来看
But from my side,
不一定有关系
I don't see any relation.
但是当有一天我来靠近他
But if one day, if I come close to this lamb,
我来相信他
To believe this lamb,
我来接受他
To receive this lamb.
你知道这两只这两个人就产生了一个关系
The lamb and me are getting together.
这个关系是什么？就是中文的这一个字。
In Chinese language, you can see the lamb above me. And this character is a new character called righteousness.
这就是中文的意义。
In Chinese, this character, the new character is called righteousness.
英文叫做什么？
In English, it's called righteousness.
啊， righteousness 是什么意思？
义。
啊，中文是吧？中文叫义者义也，什么意思？叫义的意思就对了。
And what this righteousness means is right.
当这一只的羊跟你发生了一个关系，他说这就对了。
When you are related to this lamb,、
啊、所以
then you are right.
信耶稣的人怎么样？就因信怎么样？称义。
Those who believe Jesus.
他说，在你人生中，你做了一件对的事情。
In your lifetime, you've done one right thing.
什么事情
？What kind of thing?
你相信了耶稣基督。
You believe Jesus.
为什么这个耶稣基督是叫你成为一个对的呢
？Why Jesus Christ make you a right man?
你知道，这个羊本来不属于这个地上的。
Because the lamb originally did not belong to this world.
就像伊甸园里面那个亚当夏娃的皮，不属于伊甸园外的。
Just like the goat, the garment of skin.
但是有一天，在伊甸园里面杀了一只的羊。
One day, a lamb was slain.
把它的皮挂在它的身上。
And the skin is covered.
来遮盖亚当的罪。
To cover the skin of Adam and Eve.
来遮盖夏娃的罪。同样的，耶稣基督不属于这个世界。
And again, Jesus Christ did not belong to this world.
他说他在这个世界却不属于这个世界。
He was in the world but did not belong to this world.
他说他是从天而来的。
He's from above.
但是怎么样啊？其实人就在天的。
He's still above.
所以这一位子的家
，this land
是神所预备的。
Prepared by God.
而且他有一天，如果有人肯愿意接受他。
One day, whoever who wants to receive him,
他在十字架上为你舍命的恩典
the grace that he died on the cross for you,
就要临到你的身上
will be upon you.
就要叫你成为一个什么义人
so that you will become a righteous man.
弟兄姊妹，这就是我们信耶稣的故事
Brothers and sisters, this is the story of our believing
Jesus Christ. 当你我信了耶稣以后，你在神面前做了一件对的事情
After you believe, you did one right thing before God.
叫神称赞
That God can praise you.
他叫你因着耶稣基督就赐给你永远的生命。
And because of Jesus Christ, He will give you the eternal life.
成为神的儿女。
So that we can become children of God.
感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
这是主耶稣这位神的羔羊带给你我的恩典。
This is the Lamb of God, the gift of the Lamb of God to us.
所以当你一信了他以后
Once you believe,
你的名字就被登记在羔羊的生命册上。
Your name will be recorded in the book of life of the Lamb.
当你信了耶稣的时候
When you believe,
这一只的羊就遮盖了你。
And this lamb will cover you.
让耶稣成为你的义。
So that Jesus will be your righteousness.
你可以很大胆的。很坦然无惧地站在神的面前
that you can stand before God boldly
而且可以称呼他为阿爸父
and call God our Father in heaven
这是何等的特权
what kind of privilege is this
这是神给我们的福分
it is the blessing our Lord given to us
我不知道在座的如果你还没有信的朋友
I don't know how many of us here still not believe yet
你愿意接受这位的羔羊这位神的羔羊做你的救主吗
Are you willing to receive this lamb, the lamb of God, to be your savior?
他说如果你说要
If you are willing to say yes,
你就可以得着
And you can have it.
上两个礼拜
In the last 2 weeks,
冯弟兄到休斯顿去讲道
And Brother Feng came to Houston to preach there.
讲完道以后
And after the preaching,
就有一个人跑去跟他讲
A man came up and
他说我要信耶稣
And the man came to him and said I want to believe Jesus
就听了一天到就说我要信耶稣
And when he heard the word He wanted to believe
当他说我要信耶稣的时候这一只羊就盖在他的上面
When he said I'm willing to believe The lamb covered him
他就要被称为义
He will be declared righteousness
同样的在这里基弟兄在那边讲一个那个教授的见证
And same One day when our brother Chi talked about the story of a professor
讲完以后有一对的夫妇
A couple came up afterwards
是从中国大陆来的
And they're from mainland China
他的太太是第一次到教会
And the wife came to the church for the first time
而且是在美国的第一次也是最后一次
It's the first time and the last time
因为过了那个主日
in United States
他们就回中国去
Because after that Sunday they will go back to China
有人就问他说
So someone asked him,
你要不要信耶稣啊?
Are you willing to believe Jesus?
他说, 怎么信啊?
And she said, how?
他说, 就接受他嘛。
Just to receive it.
他说, 我圣经读得不多。
And the wife said, I haven't read much about the scripture.
他说, 我们就跟他讲说, 读不读无所谓。
And we told her that it is not a matter of how much you read.
问题说, 你的心愿不愿意把它接受来?
What matters is, are you willing to receive?
刚好那天我太太送他几本小册子。
And that day, my wife gave them some small booklet.
送给他的时候他就收下来。
And they received.
那我就问他说，你收下来的是谁的啦
？And I asked, when you receive these booklets,
他说这些书
what it belongs to?
当然就是我的啦。
He said, of course, it's mine now.
同样的，当你一相信主耶稣，这耶稣基督就是你的了。
Same for the same reason, if you receive Jesus Christ, it's yours.
就是那么简单。
It's that simple.
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
神给我们预备的方法就是那么简单。
The way our God prepares for us is just that simple.
如果你拒绝呢
？What if you reject?
你的罪就只好自己背负。
So you just bear your own thing.
没有人可以替你担当。
There's no one else can bear your sin.
圣经上告诉我们说，罪的工价就是死。
And the scripture told us that that the wage for sin is death.
他说死就死吧。
And someone say, I don't care.
圣经告诉我说，死了以后还要受审判。
And the scripture told us that there's judgment after.
不仅仅你活着的时候拒绝他，有一天你死了，神说还要来审判。
Not only that you rejected him when you are alive, but even after your death, there's a judgment.
那个审判就是永远的灭亡。
And the result will be the eternal fallen.
这是真实的。
This is true.
如果没有新的朋友，请你去考虑考虑。
And please consider if you haven't.
你要自己担自己的罪孽，落到永远的灭亡呢
？Would you rather to bear your own sin?
还是让这一位神的羔羊背负你的罪孽
？Or let the Lamb of God to bear it.
除去你的罪孽。
To take away your sin.
你向接受他。
To receive him.
你就可以得到永远的生命。
And have eternal life.
你的名字就在羔羊的生命册上。
And your name will be recorded in the book of life.
啊，这位复活的主坐今天坐在宝座上。
This resurrected Lord is on the throne today.
他也在圣灵的里面，在当中带领神的百姓往前走。
Leading the children of God forward in the Holy Spirit.
所以羔羊有一条的道路。
So the Lamb had a way.
这就是羔羊的脚踪。
And the footsteps of the Lamb.
这个羔羊的脚踪会，当你经过的时候有苦难。
When we follow the footsteps of the Lamb, you will have tribulation.
甚至于有一天你的命都要为他舍去。
Even when you may lose your life.
但是神，这一位的羔羊既然可以从死里面复活。
But this Lamb can.Be resurrected from the dead.
那些羔羊的同伴
the one who followed him,
为他死呀
who died for him,
因为他所得着的生命也是一个可以复活的生命
and the life they receive is a resurrected life.
当他们复活的时候
when they resurrect,
神要把荣耀的冠冕加在他们的身上
there's a glorious crown prepared by God for them.
就像主耶稣死了且复活坐在天上
Jesus died but resurrected and set on the throne on heaven.
荣耀的宝座
On this glorious throne.
所以羔羊的脚踪乃是从苦难进入荣耀的一条道路
So the footsteps of the Lamb is from the tribulation to the glory.
我们可以从圣经上看见一个人物叫斯提凡
There's one character we can see in the scripture whose name is Steve.
他是个烧饭的。
He's a cooker.
他在厨房里面煮饭的。
He cooked for brothers.
管理饭食的。
And to take care of the food.
他一面管理饭食。
On the one side, he preparing for the food.
一面他有机会的时候，他就把他所信的主耶稣也在传扬。
On the other side, when there's brothers together, he shared the word of God.
而且他传的时候有能力。
He has power from God.
他传的时候，人家挡不住他所说的。
And nobody can argue with him.
但是很多人就起来反对他。
So there's a lot of people.
但是这一位羔羊的同伴，他跟随羔羊的时候
，When he followed the lamb,
当人家碰到一个敌对、反对的力量
，When there's a huge power against him,
但是他的眼睛却被打开。
His eyes was open at that very time.
他看见神的羔羊在天上。
He saw the Lamb of God on heaven.
他看见这位荣耀的耶稣基督在宝座上。
He saw the glorious Jesus Christ on the throne.
不仅仅坐在宝座上。
But only sat on the throne.
而且从宝座上站起来。
But stand up on the throne.
他与他的同伴站在一起。
Standing with his company.
一个在天，一个
One is above on heaven.
一个在地。
And the other is on earth.
当人家用石头打石皮环的时候
，When the other stone Steve,
他就跪下来祷告。
He knelt down and prayed.
他说：“神啊，不要把这个罪跪在他们的身上。
”He said, "Lord, do not put the sin on them."
真像主耶稣在十字架上的祷告。
It was so much like the prayer of the Lord on the cross.
父啊，赦免他们。
Father, forgive them.
因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
Because what they do, they know not.
这是羔羊的脚踪。
This is the footsteps of the Lamb.
这是经过苦难。
Through tribulation.
他虽然死了。
Even though dead.
但是神去把他接到荣耀的天上去。
Received to glory by the God.
在中国的历史上。
In the Chinese history.
我们知道这我们的这个国家历经许多的灾难。
We know that there's a lot of disasters in our history.
啊，福音也有机会传到中国。
Yeah, there happens to be chances that possibly gospel will be spread in this land.
在中国也有许许多多的基督徒。
And there's a lot of Christians in China.
但是这个国家的政权却是常常苦待神的儿女。
But there's a lot of tribulations also through the government.
他们历经了多少的痛苦
and how much suffering they have went through
他们被下放
they were driven to white place
他们被劳改
and in the labor camp
他们被批斗
and they were persecuted
他们有些甚至于殉道
and you sacrifice their lives
他们正是走在跟那羔羊的脚踪的路上
They're walking on the footsteps of the Lord, of the Lamb.
但是他们在苦难的环境中，去把羔羊美丽的生命彰显出来。
But they revealed the beautiful life of the Lamb through this tribulation and suffering.
许多在受苦的人
，and many who are in the sufferings.
他们因着这些的基督徒
，because of these Christians.
他们就来相信了神
，and.Some of them came to believe in God because of the testimony of the Christians.
相信了主。
They believed the Lord.
如果弟兄姊妹们你想要看这方面的书
If you want to see books like these,
图书馆里面有两本书我可以介绍一下。
There are two books in the library that I can recommend.
叫《荆棘中的百合花》。
One is The Lilies in the Throng.
还有一个是《Oh, 他的爱》。
And the next is Oh, His Love.
第一本书是讲到在文化大革命的时候这些基督徒怎样被逼迫
The first book talks about the persecutions on the Cultural Revolution
那第二本书也是讲到在那逼迫中他怎么经历到神的恩典
Again, the second book also talks about the experience of the Christian expressing God in the suffering
荆棘中的百合花我不知道那些的作者他们还在不在
I do not know if the authors of these books are still there.
但是我知道第二本书《哦，他的爱》那个作者他还在。
But at least I know the author of the second book is still alive.
我也是曾经听见过他的见证。
I've heard about his testimony also.
这些只不过是在那个大患难中间极少数的人。
These are just a small group of people coming out of the great tribulation.
还有许许多多神的儿女
There's a lot of other children of God.
苦难中，虽然不能用口来传扬耶稣基督
Even though they cannot spread the word of God through in their suffering.
但是去用他们的生活
They use their lives.
见证耶稣基督
To testify Jesus Christ.
我讲一个很简单的例子
Let us share a small story.
他们被劳改的时候，他们就要分配食物。
When they were in the labor camp,
每个人都很少。
There's a very small amount.
那其中呢，在一个牢房里面有一个人病了。
And there's one who gets sick.
他实在需要营养。
And really needs food.
所以有一位基督徒。
So there's a Christian.
他就把他那一份给他吃。
And shared his own food to the other patient.
那他自己就没得吃了。
And he himself has no food now.
他就祷告主。
And he prayed to the Lord.
求主加给他力量。
He prayed that the Lord will give him strength.
经常这样给他。
And it's not just once, but a lot of times.
那个生病的人就说：“你为什么对我那么好？”
And the one who was sick asked, "Why you are so good?"
这一点点都不够你吃，你为什么还要给我
？You yourself don't have enough. Why you share yours to me?
他说：“朋友。”
And he said, "Friend."
我是信主的。
I'm the one who believed Jesus.
我知道你比我更需要。
I know that you need more.
因为你在病痛中。
Because you are in pain.
我的主感动我。
My Lord moved me.
叫我把这个食物给你吃。
So that I share this food to you.
至于我，神会照顾我。
As to me, our Lord will take care of me. 弟兄
姊妹，神的儿女羔羊的跟随者，就在苦难中把主耶稣传扬出去。
The follower of the Lamb in the tribulation, in suffering, they will share the gospel.
弟兄姊妹，这是上一代的神的儿女们他们的脚踪。
These are the footsteps among the previous generations.
今天到了我们这一代。
Today's come to this generation.
神把许多的中国人带到美国来。
God brought a lot of Chinese to this land.
我想也带到其他很多的国家里头去。
And a lot of other countries.
至少我们在座的是神把我们从我们的国家带到美国。
And we can see it from here. We are all brought.
无论你是从中大陆也好，香港也好，台湾也好，马来西亚也好，新加坡也好，等等。
Whether you're from mainland Hong Kong or Malaysia or any other places,
我们在这里有机会听见福音。
We had a chance here to hear the gospel.
我们在这里有机会接受耶稣基督。
We have a chance to receive Jesus Christ.
也让我们信到他，把我们名字可以放在羔羊的生命之上。
So that we can believe him, and so that our names can be recorded in the book of life.
这是神给我们的祝福。
This is a blessing of God to us.
但是很多侍奉主的人，他们发现，在北美。好多的中国人进入到神的国。
But a lot of us who serve the Lord find out that it is so hard for people in the North America to enter the kingdom of God.
他们得着了永远的生命。
It is so hard to get eternal life.
他们经历了神在各样的环境中顾念他们。
They already get the life of God and they experience the help of God through all kinds of situations.They gave thanks to
他们得到了美国丰富的资源。
They get the freedom in this country.
他们也得到了神国神的恩典。
And they got the grace of the kingdom of God.
感谢神。
Thanks the Lord.
但是
，But
我们这些蒙恩的中国人
，We who received the grace.
你曾否听到羔羊的脚踪正在行走
？Have you ever saw the footsteps of the lamb and walk on it？
是否有人答应他的呼召，成为羔羊的同伴
？Anyone who answered his calling to become his company？
愿意把自己摆在神的手里面
，Put himself in the hands of the Lord。
不仅说神啊，你顾念我，我感谢你。
Not only thank the Lord because of his care。
神啊，是否我愿意把我自己也放在你的手里面
？But also to put himself in the hands of the Lord.
在启示录告诉我们说，羔羊的同伴。
In the Revelation, we saw the Lamb, the company of the Lamb.
他们有几个特征
？There are several characters.
就说他们在道德上是不沾染妇女的。
They are perfect in the moral.
他们在这样保守他们的身子。
They take care of their body.
他们是童女。
They are virgin.
这里不仅仅是指有些人是在肉身中不结婚。
It's not just talking about virgin in flesh.
有些是他们在信仰上那么绝对不妥协。
It is a virgin in their belief.
他们在言语上。
In their words.
虽然可以说许许多多话。
They can say a lot of words.
他们的口中查不出谎言来。
There is no lies in their mouths.
他们是一般言语信实的人。
They are the one who faithful on what they say.
他们在生活上
in their lives,
可能是顺利。
There may be, they have an easy life.
也可能是艰难。
May have a hard life.
就像这一段的日子里面，有些人就失业了。
Just like in these days, someone lost their job.
或者是家中种种发生了一些的变故
，or difficult things happening in the house。
他们在人生遭遇的各式各样的情形的里面
，in all kinds of encounters in their lives。
他们仍然持守他们的信仰
they kept their faith.
他们能够在患难中，在艰苦中，仍然守住他们的信仰。
In the tribulations and in the sufferings, they kept their faith.
还能够向神感谢。
And still give thanks to the Lord.
神就借着这些的遭遇，给他们编了一首歌。
And through these difficulties, there was a song.
一首新歌。
There was a new song.
这是一首美歌。
A beautiful song.
而且是没有人可以唱的。
Nobody can sing.
只有他们经历羔羊的带领。
Except those who led by the Lamb.
他们才能够唱。他们在信仰上那样的持守的主。
They kept their faith.
不仅仅信仰，
not only they believed,
而且一直持守，
but they kept.
不仅仅得到了恩典，
not only they received grace,
恩上加恩来经历到神，
but they experienced the grace upon grace.
而且他们的道路上，
on their way,
羔羊无论往哪里去，
no matter where the lamb go,
他们就跟随羔羊的脚踪，
they will follow the footsteps.
而且在神的眼光中，
In the eyes of God,
这一般人是用他宝血用重价买回来的。
They are redeemed through the precious blood.
不仅仅他们名字可以在生命册上，
Not only their name can be on the book of life,
而且他们在神的眼中是他的同人，
the pupil in the eyes of God,
是他的宝贝，
His precious.
因为他们是跟随羔羊的一般人。
Because they followed the lamb.
弟兄姊妹，我们蒙恩了。
Brothers and sisters, we all received grace.
我们肯服，成为羔羊的同伴。
Are we willing to be the company of the lamb?
来跟随羔羊。
To follow the lamb.
父使主把你留在美国。
If Lord, kept you in this land.
父使主把你带到别的地方去。
Or lead you to other places.
你愿否跟随羔羊的脚踪行？
Are you willing to follow the footsteps of the lamb?
成为羔羊的同伴。
To become his company.
我想在北美侍奉主的人有一个共同的观念。
There is a similar concept for the one who serves the Lord in North America.
我把它摆在弟兄姊妹面前。
I will just put it here.
我们一起来思考。
Let us think about it here.
可能是对。
Maybe it is right.
也可能是错。
Maybe it is wrong.
他说，当我们来到北美以后。
When we came to the North America.
信主的很多。
A lot believed.
但愿意把自己摆上的不多。
But the one who are willing to put himself is not very much.
弟兄姊妹，你我一起来思考。
Let us think about it.
蒙恩的很多。
A lot.
信耶稣的人很多。
A lot believe Jesus.
但是愿意把自己摆在神的手里面，成为羔羊同伴，跟随他的不多。
But there are not many who want to follow the Lamb.
但愿今天早上，神向我们有一个呼召。
May there be a calling from God to us this morning.
成为他的同伴。
To become his company.
在我们的道德上。
In our moral life.
在我们的话语上。
In our words.
在我们的生活中。
In our lives.
在我们的遭遇里面。
In our encounters.
在我们的信仰上。
In our faith.
把能够紧紧地跟这一位神的羔羊连在一起。
To be united with his lamb, Taipei.
有一时候诗歌这样说，
There was a hymn.
众人涌进神的国度。
A lot of people flooded into the kingdom of God.
十架却少人负。
A few will carry the cross.
他的意思就是说，生命册我愿意有份其中。
What it says is, we are all willing to have our names on the book of life.
羔羊的同伴我不要。
But we are not willing to be the company of the lamb.
但是却有一些忠诚的跟随者。
But still there are few faithful followers.
他们连性命都不顾。
They don't even care for their own lives.
求主给我有这样的心智。
May Lord give us such a will.
当我能够成为羔羊的跟随者。
So that we can follow him.
请我们低头一起祷告。
Let us bow our head and pray.
If you are in the room, you are not in the room. 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 You are not in
the If there is anyone here who hasn't received Jesus Christ yet, may this time be a time that you can talk to this Lamb and say, Lord, I am willing to receive you.
别人不知道，但是主耶稣听得到。
Others will not hear the voice in the heart, but our Lord will hear it.
弟兄姊妹，我们蒙了主的恩典。
Brothers and sisters, we've received the grace of God.
主在各方面都看顾我们。
In all kinds of situations, He took care of us.
把我们放在顺利的环境中。
Put us in the an easy situation.
或许主也把我们放在艰难的环境中。
Or maybe a hard situation.
我们是否仍然肯持守我们的信仰？
Are we still willing to keep our faith?
跟主说，主啊。
Say to the Lord that.
我愿意把我自己。
Lord.
奉献给你。交在你的手中。
Offer myself as a sacrifice.
成为一个羔羊的同伴。
To be a company of the Lamb.
能够讨主的喜悦。
To pursue your pleasure.
主，我们感谢你这位神的羔羊。
Lord, we thank you, this Lamb of God.
为我舍命。
Who died for us.
当有人来就近你的时候。
Anyone who came to you.
接受你。
Receive you.
你就称我们为义。
And you declare our righteousness.
你把我们的名字写在羔羊生命册上。
You put our names on the book of life.
主耶稣。
Lord Jesus.
我们蒙恩的人。
We who received the grace.
想到已过的世代有多少忠诚跟随你的同羔羊的同伴。
When we think about so many companies of the Lamb through all the generations.
他们像云彩围绕着我们。
Like crowds among us.
主耶稣啊
Lord Jesus
我也愿意成为羔羊的同伴来跟随你
I'm willing to be the company of Lamb also
能够在我地上的日子
On the left, the lives on the earth deserves
能够荣耀你
To glorify you
能够彰显你的美德
To reveal your righteousness
让你的荣耀能够从我们身上彰显出来
So that your glory will be revealed through us.
现在顺利的环境中，也现在不如意的环境中。
Reveal in the easy situation, also in the hard situation.
求你听我这样的祷告。
May you hear us the prayer.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.